News for the soul, life-changing talk radio, from the uplifting to the unexplained since 1997.
Call in to Live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. The News for the Soul radio network airs daily and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on the News for the Soul Radio Network, it's time for Miracle Messages with Karen Paolino. Having overcome cancer, divorce, and the death of her sister, Karen is a relatable, caring intuitive who coaches clients to ignite their magnificence. Here's Karen now.
Okay, let's find her on the board. Karen, how are you this month? Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Good. Welcome, everyone. Very excited. Such a joy to be with everyone.
Well, it's been a eventful month energetically. What's the latest?
Well, you know what? Tonight, my intention is to support everyone. I'm going to talk in the first half hour, and I'd love for people to call in. I'm going to wait and do readings in the second half hour because I always like... My intention is to support people in owning their divine magnificence and really moving on a journey of listening to their divine self and connecting with divine guidance to support them. And so I always love to have an intention, and tonight's intention in the first half hours, I really want to talk about change because, one, you know, there's so many people in the midst of change, and I personally am in the midst of change, but it was really interesting. On Sunday, we do an angel fair where I do a meditation at 12 o'clock, and then we have different healers, readers, and people contributing to the event in the later part of the day. And what was interesting, I was talking about the changes that were coming for the center and for my work, and it was really interesting because I asked, how many people are going through change and big changes right now? And the room was full. It was like 90 to 95% of the room raised their hands. And I thought, wow, I was kind of amazed by that. I mean, I know I'm in the midst of my own change, but in that there's so many energetic changes going on. But to see that many hands go up in the room, I thought, you know, it's important to really talk about this and support each other in the midst of change. So what I really want to talk about is three pieces to change. And the first one is releasing resistance. And, you know, it's really interesting because I'm going to be moving my business next week, and I kind of got the cosmic boot. You know what the cosmic boot is, Nicole? When you're pretty much resisting and you know that things aren't working out easily and you keep hitting resistance, you keep hitting a wall to the things that you want to move forward or resolve, and nothing seems to be working out. And that was the case for me in my current space. I'm in a full service spa and the noise level was escalating. And, you know, obviously when you have a sacred business and that you do meditations and workshops and, you know, things that require that sacred space, when it gets compromised, you know, it doesn't give you peace and it's very distracting. So I kept resisting that things weren't working out. And this is, you know, I teach this. I teach when you find you keep hitting a wall or things, you know, there's resistance or blocks in your way, excuse me, that the universe is trying to tell you something that, you know, you're not in alignment with where your soul needs you to be. Excuse me, I got to get some water. Excuse me.
Oh, my.
Snagging. I know. And I had a cough drop beforehand, too. Hold on.
All right. We'll talk amongst ourselves while you sit.
Humanness. So, you know, when that resistance keeps presenting itself and we resist what's trying to be shown, excuse me, we get stuck. And this is what was happening to me, and I watch it in clients, I watch it in students, and then finally, you know, to me, when that resistance is there, there's a couple things that we can do. And one is pray, ask for clarity, ask for, excuse me, divine resolution, divine order to present itself. And so what I did, and I encourage people in my classes to, is have a surrender box. We talked about this on another call. And give it to the divine. Give your intentions. And I kept doing that since October. I just put, show me divine resolution. Show me if I'm meant to stay or go. And it was my human resistance that kept getting in the way. I couldn't let go. I couldn't let go. I couldn't imagine letting go of something that was comfortable, my home, even though it was very uncomfortable, that also the fear of what's next. And see how you relate to this on the call, the fear of the unknown, the fear of change. And so I kept holding on. And that's what I'd like to encourage people on the call right now. Just clench your fists and hold on tight. See what it feels like to just hold on, hold on, hold on. And it takes so much effort. It's almost painful to hold on. And then when we finally, so open your hands and release and let go and feel the difference to let go of the control or the fear or the change. And so one thing, because I was praying for divine guidance, one day I got to the center and I couldn't get my key in the door. The locks weren't changed or anything, just couldn't get my key in the door. And I said, all right, already. And then I just prayed for confirmation. And that's what we can do when we're afraid of change or what's next. Go to the divine. Ask for an undeniable sign. Ask for continued confirmation. And you'll get it. I mean, it was amazing the things that happened. Even after I made the decision to give my 60-day notice, not knowing where I was going to go or anything, just knowing it was time I needed to let go, I was kind of sad. I was grieving a little bit. And I was kind of stomping my feet one day, a little angry at change and moving and all this kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, I was standing on one side of the room in the center, and on the other side of the room, I have a white noise machine, and all of a sudden, spontaneously, it went on. And I thought, okay, thank you. Like, I knew I didn't turn that on. Spirit turned it on. And think what a noise machine is. I use a noise machine to drown out sound, and that was that's the obstacle. And so all of a sudden, this miracle comes, and I'm like, oh, my God, I just said thank you. Keep showing me confirmation so I can move forward into the unknown. So one is be willing. Most of you know what you're holding on to right now that is not serving you anymore. Most of you know where you're struggling, what you're fighting against, what's causing you stress, pain, chaos, drama, you know, think about what that is for you. And are you willing to surrender and say, I'm willing to let go? And that's scary even to say it sometimes. I'm willing to let go, but you need to show me, you know, divine order. You need to show me the next step. You need to show me a confirmation, a sign, something that I can be reassured. Because why wouldn't the divine, like, you know, I joke about with my students and my friends and clients, I said, you know, I don't feel like the divine's going to screw me now. I have so much trust in the divine. They're not going to mess with me now, especially when I feel vulnerable. They're going to support me. They're going to reassure me, and that's what's been coming. And it's very comforting when you're in the midst of change and the unknown. So first question to ask yourself, are you willing to let go of what no longer serves you? And that's a simple prayer. Help me to let go of what no longer serves me. Help me to release it. Help me to trust. Then, when you do let go, there's going to be, it's almost like the image I'm getting is you're on one side of the bridge and you're in the territory, you're in the environment that you know, and then there's a bridge that you're walking over until you get to the next step or the next relationship, the next location, the inner peace, whatever it may be. And you have that bridge that you need to walk over. And that bridge is the process of change. It's moving from what you know to what's better than you could ever imagine, what's waiting for you and in your divine plan. Or it could be a shift that it's time for you to move on. And so there's that process of walking over the bridge. And when we walk over that bridge, if you want to fight change, see how that works for you. But my goal in change and what I want to keep remembering is to embrace the change. Like, say, okay, I'm curious. That's a way to embrace change. I'm open and willing to experience the doors that open or that are presented to me for me to walk through. And honestly, you can look at change as frightening or uncomfortable, or you can fight change, or you can embrace it and see it as opportunity, excitement, and just the power of prayer can be really strong and intention in this. And you can say, you know, show me the open doors, show me the highest path better than I could ever imagine. You know, reveal the next step to me. Create ease and grace along the way. And that's been my prayer lately, is show me the grace, the signs of grace, the next steps of grace. And my role in all of it, and your role if you choose, is to be really open and wrap your arms around change, which I'm not going to tell you, I'm going to be very honest with you, it's not easy sometimes. And I have to tell you, my blog this week is called Fears, Tears, and Cheers. Because when you go through change and transition, when you let go, you know, there's a grieving process, there's maybe sadness, confusion. So it can be like this roller coaster ride of excitement. Like, I do want to invite new beginnings. It can be, I'm feeling sad today. I mean, I've been riding this, and I see clients and students, you know, go through these different emotions, but just feel it, embrace it. You know, one of the things that we teach in breath work and, you know, I've experienced in 13 years of breath work is really feel it to heal it. Like the more you resist what you're feeling, the more you're going to feel stuck and you're not going to be in the flow. So just let the, be honest with what you're feeling, what you're moving through, and try and just embrace it, allow it. And then I feel like the third piece of that, first release resistance, embrace change, and then invite your divine plan. So what does that mean? You know, I feel all this change going on right now is really because we are in, those of us that are walking the spiritual path, intending to serve and also experience our highest and best, I feel that there's this incredible openness, opportunity that we're actually getting ready to embody our soul in this human experience. And that's why I love the name of this show, News for the Soul, because, you know, to me, that's what's, you're coming into alignment with your divine self, your soul. And I believe that all the energies, all everything has been preparing us for this. I remember when they were talking 15, 20 years ago about ascension. Well, ascension is not going anywhere and ascending to anywhere. It's ascending in our bodies. It's allowing our soul to embody fully in this life experience and creating from our soul's light, our soul's magnificence, our soul's energy. And so when we affirm and allow and intend, show me my divine plan, your divine plan is going to be better than you could ever imagine. But we have to put our ego in the back seat and say, you know what, all this stuff that's coming at me now saying, oh, you're crazy making a big change like that, or why are you leaving what you know, what's over the you know, the next horizon. It's putting your ego in the back seat. It serves certain purposes, but and becoming in alignment and letting your divine self drive the car and saying, I choose to be in alignment with my divine plan. And that is beyond probably what you could ever imagine, that the divine plan is love, joy, fulfillment, peace, harmony. It's us that makes it so hard sometimes, especially when we resist. And so if we invite, inviting says, I'm ready. I welcome. I allow my divine plan to be revealed. And then it's using your intuition, taking inspired action, and following the divine clues that come. Following what feels right in your heart, in your soul, what brings you joy, happiness. Taking inspired action on feeling what you really want to feel in your life. Does this make sense? Are you connected to this? I know, Nicole, you're the only one that can hear, I mean, other than the callers, but that's, I really would like to invite anyone who would like to come on the call and, you know, if you're going through change and do you connect with this? Does it make sense to you?
Well, I've certainly been the
and
thing
I can
that
also
we've been
pick cards for those that come on the call too, give you some divine guidance.
So as I was just going to say there, if that's the theme we've seen across the News for the Soul network is change and
yeah,
everything that comes with that. So let's see who we've got on the line here. Are you ready for
so
callers?
You're saying, Nicole, that the theme of shows and conversations has been this too.
Yes.
Is that what you're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, like the other shows on the News for the Soul network have had similar themes of late.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay, so you're ready
cool
to take a couple calls? Or?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a call. First up, area code 814, it's you. You're up live with Karen on Miracle Messages on News for the Soul. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
My name is Cindy and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Cindy in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Karen. My question for you is, I have been on a roller coaster of changes here, and I'm getting totally confused with the signs, because one seems, okay, take that step forward, and the other one's, no, pull back. So
can you give me an example?
I really want to move ahead with my angel reading and Akashic Record reading. And one time I'll hear, yeah, let's do this, let's do it, let's make plans. You need to be near water. So I'm thinking, okay, I want to move, and I make plans that I'm going to be moving within the next year, year and a half. And then all of a sudden I'll get this thought, no, you can't do this. You can't do it. Maybe that's just my ego.
Who's saying, no, you can't do this?
When I talk to my angels,
right,
or, you know, when I talk to my guides, and or maybe it's my ego that's stepping in.
Well, I can, you know, again, and you might need to be more specific, but I can tell you that, you know, the voice of your ego is very different than the voice of divine guidance. And the voice of divine guidance would never say, you can't do this.
Right.
That would be your ego's voice, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
What divine guidance would say, you know, patience, it might be a matter of divine timing, but your ego's voice would be the one saying, you can't do this.
Right.
So, you know, when that happens, there's probably a fear that gets activated in you that you will allow that voice to override the joy or the passion in your heart.
Okay.
Now, so, you know, what you want to do, what I'm hearing you want to do is do your angel readings, your Akashic readings, and you're saying that by the water, correct?
Right. I need to be by the water.
Okay, you need to be by the water. Can I ask you, are you already doing your angel and Akashic records reading?
I do them for friends and for myself.
Okay.
But
so I can, okay, so what I'm getting is the reason they want me to ask you that question is that start what you want to do now. An excuse could be, I have to do it by the water. It could be your own resistance inside saying, ooh, this is kind of scary for me to do this and charge money and all this. The question is, are you ready to do it right now?
I think I am.
Okay. So can I guide you? What I'm hearing is, ask what's your next step, or how can I do this right now? Because one, I can hear that the ego says you're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Divine guidance, that would never come through, you know, they would say, they would word it patience, or there's some, like, divine timing, so that means something's coming down the road. But you could, you know, there's our ego and our fears are very tricky sometimes. And you could use an excuse, I have to be by the water to do readings. There's nothing wrong with that. You can intend that. But if you really want to do this, start now, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Put it out there now. Follow the joy now. And then what will happen is, you know, the vision or the knowing by the water will come, because you're saying yes now.
Okay.
Okay, because your cards, this is so interesting, your cards is synchronicity, your prayers and questions are being answered by synchronistic events. Notice them in order to increase them. And also, you have the Angel of Union card. So I have to ask you, Cindy, right?
Yes.
I have to ask you, is there anyone that you know that's already doing this right now that you admire that they've already stepped into this? Somebody you know?
No.
Nobody from your trainings, your teaching that is already doing the Angel and Akashic Records, or either one?
There's a couple people, but
okay.
They're not really close. And
okay.
They don't really do it professionally. They do it kind of like me, for friends and family.
Okay, so nobody that you're connected to is doing it professionally right now?
No, no.
Okay, ask the angels to help you connect with somebody, somebody that's already doing it, engaged in it, so you can make that connection, because I feel there's a crossing of paths, and there's going to be some synchronistic event that either you're led to somebody that's doing it, or you cross paths with somebody that's doing it, and you really need to be inspired or mentored this and listen to how they just started doing it.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm just getting strongly, do it now. The water will come. Do it now.
Okay.
And what does that bring up in you when you hear that? Is there resistance?
A little bit.
Okay,
I think it's just the fear of
okay,
it.
Okay, so
just do it.
That's what you need to work with. So challenge the fear.
Okay.
Embrace the fear, challenge the fear, and just do your next step.
So
all
is the
fear,
is this the right
look
path
at F-E-A-R.
Me?
Hold on. Fear,
okay.
F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. You are making the fear real. It's not, you can do this. I'm hearing you can do it, and you can do it now. What are your results when you do your reading?
Oh, everybody is always happy with them. And
yeah.
To be honest with you, they're always spot on.
Yeah. So do it.
Okay.
You know, have you read the book, The Dragon Doesn't Live Here Anymore?
No.
Get that book.
Okay.
And let me know. Send me an email after you get that book. But seriously, that's what I'm getting in. It's a combination. I feel like I'm using a combination of what I know in life coaching and also getting divine guidance.
Okay.
All right. And you know what? Do me a favor, Cindy. After, you know, these calls are recorded, go back and listen to yourself and what you said on the call, because you're going to hear yourself and hear yourself as if you're sitting with a client or somebody and notice what you hear.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, blessings. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sure you supported somebody else on the call, because I know that there are other people that, you know, hold back what they really want to do because they're afraid. But I can tell it's not serving you. And don't wait for the water. That will come. That's an ego excuse. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I can only do this by the water. Well, you're already doing it with friends and getting amazing results. You could do it in the bathtub if you wanted to.
I think what scares me is it because it comes so easy for me.
Oh, my God.
It does. I mean,
wait till you go back and listen to this recording and hear yourself say that.
It's like,
do you know how many people would love to be able to say, oh, my God, it comes so easy for me. Listen to what you just
my
said.
My angels are into the Akashic Records. It's just like the conversation that you and I are having now.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's that
so
easy.
Let me ask you something. Why are you afraid that it's so easy? What are you afraid of? If it's easy, then?
In all honesty, I'm worried, is it real? Or, you know, is it...
Okay, then I just heard, what are your results?
Exactly. They're always good results.
Okay.
And if it's not pertinent right at that time, it is in the very near future.
Oh, my gosh. Wait till you listen to yourself on the recording.
No.
It's going to be the best gift back to you, because you're going to hear yourself and you're going to say, oh, my God, listen to myself.
They're already telling me, see, we told you.
Yeah, put that part of yourself in the back seat and say, you know what, you got to be a passenger. I'm taking the wheel. I'm right. I'm steering now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Karen.
All right, you're so welcome.
Thanks for calling, and keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. If you just tuned in, this is the Miracle Messages show on the News for the Soul Radio Network. And next up, it's 978. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Susie from Massachusetts.
Hi,
hi, Susie.
Hi.
So what did you connect with with what I was sharing for yourself?
Well, I loved it, because I am in a position right now where I'm in a very good job, but that is not what I want to do.
Well,
at all.
Yeah, I got to tell you, your guidance is coming through so strong. And you're going to know this. I want you to feel this in your body, what's coming through.
Oh, I do. I'm getting wicked shivers.
Well, I bet, because this is clear and profound, is that you have to start trust. I mean, watch the theme going on in these calls. You heard Cindy. There's something for you to hear in Cindy.
Yep.
And, you know, you are so ready to do what you love, to use your intuitive gifts. Your cards are yes, your intuition is correct. Start taking action now.
Yep.
And the other card is the Angel of Expression. So it's all about you allowing yourself to be the messenger. Remember, when you call yourself the messenger, if it's divine guidance, mediumship, whatever it may be, it's not about you. You're the messenger. And it's allowing the truth to be revealed through you. It's allowing the healing to come through you. It's allowing yourself to be the vehicle to create the healing, transformation, or guidance that wants to be given. I mean, even Susie, before I come on the call, I said, God, use my gifts and talents to joyfully make a positive and profound difference. Spirit, work through me tonight for the highest and greatest good of all on the phone. Sometimes I don't even know. Like, I hear what's coming out of my voice, but it's almost like I'm watching it. It's because I allow it. And what I'm hearing, Susie, with you is, again, it feels like the same as Cindy. Just start doing it. And this is what you want to do. Ask spirit, ask your soul to share with you and show you the next opportunity to just do it. Ask that opportunity to present itself to you, or you be brought to the opportunity. Now, if it's presented to you, or you're being brought to the opportunity to be the channel, to express what you need to say, to use your intuition, then that opportunity comes, and it's like walking up, you know, somebody's knocking on your door. You have to decide, am I going to open the door, or am I going to ignore the knocking?
Right.
You have to take inspired action to open the door and invite it in. And that's the visual I'm getting right here. Or you can plug your ears, walk away from the door and say, I'm too scared, I'm not ready. But
I'm not scared.
Okay, so the divine, if you say, show me the next opportunity to use my gifts, or even use my prayer. God, use my, if you don't like the word God, you know, but God, use my gifts and talents to joyfully, or whatever you want to feel in your work. I want to feel joy. Joyfully make a positive and profound difference. Use the same prayer. And then but your next step, and this should be a next step for all of us, I'm hearing. Hold on. I'm going to ask them to get rid of my divine tickle. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I get so excited. the next step with that is say, show me the opportunities.
Show me the
opportunities. Bring me to it or bring it to me.
Okay.
But you're, again, I keep hearing you're ready.
Oh, I'm totally ready. Absolutely.
Yeah. And yes. You know, my prayer is, bring it on.
Bring it on. Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Well, have a great night.
All right.
Okay.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. And keep in touch. Let us know how that goes. If you have any more questions. And I'm just trying to access the board, so everybody bear with me here. I've got a... You have a tickle, and I have an energy blowing up thing. So my problem is my energy gets going high, and I just literally touch things, and they crash. So I went through 3 computers earlier today. It was really fun. Fun. So, oh, there's my board. It's back. Okay, good. That helps. Next, going on to area code 323. Ta-da, you're live. Right now on Miracle Messages on News for the Soul. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Yvette from California. Hi, Yvette. So, do I need to ask a question or just can I ask for a divine message?
Yeah, I mean, could you relate to the conversations today?
All of them.
Okay.
I only heard the last 2, so I don't know if there was more than that, but yes.
Oh, okay. You might want to, okay. Well, your guidance is, okay, one is you might want to go back and listen from the beginning because there was a lot of information and guidance given at the beginning, and that's really going to support you based on what's coming through you for divine guidance. Now, I have to say the Blessed Mother is one of your support to help you and guide you right now, because that's when I ask for guidance. That's the card that came over. It's the picture of the Blessed Mother on there, and you know, I just trust when her energy comes through, she wants to support. I believe she's the mother of unconditional love. So both of your cards, which is you have a very strong message coming in. You've got to stop trying so hard. Stop pushing, stop trying. Now, I can relate to this because I really had to look at this myself a year ago, but it's like, what was your first name again? I'm so sorry.
Yvette.
It's almost like you have in your conscious or subconscious mind, when is it going to be enough? When am I going to be enough? And both your cards, the first card is the Angel of Relaxation with the Blessed Mother. Let go of desired outcomes and you will get what you want. And the other card is rest. You've been working too hard, take a nap and get some rest. Now, when I see these cards together, when I connect with divine guidance, the card about letting go of desired outcomes and you will get what you want is really you've planted seeds, you've set your intention. I can tell you're really determined and you really want things to happen. But it's almost like I'm hearing, surrender. Ask for your highest and best to be revealed. Because, and that, you know, when you kind of like, you try, and you push, and it's almost like you're missing out on everything that's really present for you. And, you know, I would highly recommend, and I'm getting this right now, is keep a gratitude journal and write down every day 5, maybe 10 things you're grateful for every day. This is really going to bring you, Yvette, into the present moment, but I also feel give to the Blessed Mother what your deepest desire is. And I feel like there's something around the relationship area for this for you. Give it to her and ask for divine intervention. Ask for your divine plan to be revealed. It feels very important. I feel you have to let it go in order for it to come. It's almost like you're getting in your own way. Do you understand this?
Yes and no. Honestly, at this point, I think I have done a lot of surrendering, and I know I'm in that place of surrender because I'm not. There's an anxiety. I don't have anxiety about anything really. It's almost like I am in the blank slate. But I think
I'm hearing as you're talking. What are you not trusting right now?
Well, it's not even about trusting. I don't have any. It's like I don't know what I have. No, the canvas is blank. I don't have anything on it.
Are you okay with just being where you are right now?
Because
that's what I'm hearing. Just relax and rest where you are.
Right. Okay, that's where I'm at then. That's funny because I even have a little injury that's forcing me to relax.
Oh, is that interesting?
So, yeah, because there was one little injury and I thought that was fine. I could still do my activities that I really enjoy doing because I'm a very physical person. And then another one manifesting. Okay, like now that's like they're really telling me to like slow down, like or just to not even slow down, just to be more into myself.
Present.
So, so it's funny. I'm taking that in. Literally, I'm like, okay, I get it. People totally miss the boat when they try to override what the divine is trying to tell them to take a break, and they just want to go over it, which is not the case. You're supposed to take the break. So I get it now.
And that's exactly what your card. That's exactly where you're at right now.
That's
I'm
perfect.
Just hearing, be, embrace it.
I am embracing it I get it now. And so as you said, like to slow or to have this moment unfold and without forcing, which is where I'm at as well.
Perfect. And the message is you need rest right now. You need to relax.
Okay.
You need, I mean, this is where this is in your highest and best to be right where you are.
Right.
I would also, I'd still keep hearing about the gratitude piece. I just feel like there's something there for you.
Okay.
And one thing, you know, when I commit to doing gratitude, what's interesting is I write usually 5 to 10 things that I'm grateful for during my day. I stay present or in my experience. And then I pick one thing that I want to be great. I want to feel grateful for that hasn't manifested yet.
Okay.
So I fake it till I make it. So I say something I'm grateful at the end, I'm grateful for, and something that I want to be grateful for, but hasn't come yet. I put that at the bottom.
Yep. I like that.
But you know, you're right. If you're right there, just be there.
Okay. I know it's an awkward place to be, but I had to like be comfortable being here. And it's very like in the last couple of days, which is interesting.
And what's so interesting is that what you're sharing is exactly what the first half hour was about.
Oh, wow.
It was about release resistance, embrace change, and invite your divine plan.
Yeah, that's
so you're right at that place of embracing and allowing yourself to be right where you are. And that's a little bit different for you to rest and relax.
Yeah. Yep.
But I got to tell you, this is you have a double whammy. It's like, enjoy it.
Right. Yeah. So I'm a very hyper person. I love to do things. And
Can I ask you, because one of the images that I get for you is like you have this bar for yourself that you always keep raising. There's always something that, and I feel like right now you're in that place, just be right where you're at. Like there's no bar to raise right now. Just surrender into just being everything you've created, everything that's there for you now.
I think people misconstrue that if you keep by staying in the rat race, that you think you're still accomplishing something, but actually it's the opposite. When you surrender, relate, and go into this, where I'm at, it's actually you come back more revitalized and more inspired.
Yeah, and you know what the fear is that people get into? The fear is if I'm complacent, will I not care anymore? Or what will happen.
Right.
But actually, what if your soul is rejuvenating you for
something more
where you've been and where you're going?
dig that.
Yeah. So doesn't it feel great when guidance comes through and says, just relax, take a break, rest, no pun intended, do you know what I mean?
Right.
You know?
And I get it. Yeah, and I had one like warning the first time, and very minor, and then I had a second one, which is very minor as well, but they're together, so you have to be forced to take a minor little break versus something more crucial. Thank God it's not like super serious, but you know, some people might get the more serious ones because they're not really mindful of when the universe is telling you
it's
to take a
good
break.
It's good that you're aware.
Me too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the advice and the information. Very, very useful.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, Yvette.
Thank you.
Okay. I think we have time for one more. 917, area code 917. Anybody there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
What's your first name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jamie, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. Have you been on the call to relate to everything?
Oh, yes. I've been listening. I've been listening intently. Change. So in 9 weeks, change is inevitable because the contract at my current work site is going to be done. It's going to be over. So there's no avoiding change.
Feel about that?
Gosh, I mean, it's something I've known about for some time. So I'm at a state right now where I'm at peace with it and I'm embracing it. But that wasn't the case, you know, a couple months ago. I think I don't even want to say scary thing because I don't feel scared, is that I don't know what's going to happen after June 30th yet because I'm still in the process of interviewing for positions. And I just wanted to continue to stay faithful to whatever position or whatever offer comes my way. I want to choose it because it's where I'm meant to be and it's what I'm meant to do. So,
okay. So do you want the guidance that's coming through with this?
Yes, please.
First of all, couple things. First of all, I picked two cards for you, and you need to know this is a blessing in disguise. So there's
yes.
no doubt whatsoever that it's time. This is bless it. Actually, you know, kind of, I have to tell you, feel, we talked about walking over the bridge, feel excitement about,
right.
I almost feel like there's a part of you like, let's just get this done.
Yes, that's totally it. That's exactly,
yeah.
Those are exactly my feelings.
Yeah, and so because, and I have to say, you know, it's Jamie, right?
Yes, Jamie.
Jamie, you're very intuitive. I want you to trust your intuition. Couple things that I'm hearing, because your other card is, which you'll be very excited about, you have the Waves of Prosperity card. New abundance and exciting opportunities are washing
awesome.
Over you. So two absolutely confirming, bless this experience. And I hear them shouting, when you go through this change and the interviews, trust your intuition. This is not going to be,
yes.
don't settle. Like, I'm just
yes.
keep hearing them shout, don't settle. You know, I would encourage you, just make your wish list. Set your intentions about what you want to feel in the next experience. What are the joys that you have? What is the fulfillment that you experience? What are the connections that you have? Like, really get into what do you want to
right.
feel and experience in this next endeavor. And then you can get into, you know, I want to make so much money. I want it to be this far from work. You can get into those benefits,
right.
all that kind of stuff. But start with what you feel every day when you go
right.
into work. What do you feel with the people? And I
right.
got to tell you, they just want to remind you how intuitive, and you'll know when you know, but don't settle. Like, if there's an opportunity, because I feel like I almost see them showing me, like, that it might take, you know, it might take you exploring a little bit in order to trust and know when it's going to be right. And I keep hearing the words divine timing. So don't panic if it's not right away. I almost feel like you might have a gift of having some time this summer. Where does 9 weeks bring you out to? What's the date?
June 30th.
Okay. So I'm just feeling like, you know what? If you're blessed with, but don't settle. That's the big message for you tonight. And also to trust. This is a blessing in disguise. There's no doubt.
Right.
It's moving you to the next phase of abundance and opportunity. And I feel, and I'm also hearing, you need challenge again. You need to be ignited again. It's almost like, let's get this over.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think one of the things that you said that's really affirming is when you say don't settle, one of the comments that you made was you talked about finances secondary and you talked about feelings first. And that's really what I've been grappling with. And I think you're right. It's feeling challenged, yet feeling balanced, and that I will get what I deserve monetarily if I put my feelings first. So that's definitely the message I've been waiting to hear.
So
process.
Did you see your intuition heard that? That's the other piece you need to trust. Your intuition knew that was right.
Right.
And so that's what you got to keep trusting. And I have to tell you, every person, when you choose joy, fulfillment, connection, when you choose from the feelings that are in your alignment, you will always make the money you want.
Right.
And the money will follow or be given.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly
it. You are so ready for this.
Excuse me.
God bless you.
I've got what you guys have. no, definitely. I'm ready. I'm really ready.
Yeah. And just remember, I'm also hearing you've settled long enough. There's no more room for that anymore.
Yeah. Right, 100% agreed.
Really excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, keep us posted.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in. And let me just take a quick peek at the time. Okay, here's what we've got to do. It's 7 minutes to the top of the hour. We do have a show right behind you, Karen. So let's do get you to do like a sort of a wrap up, and then we'll go into our shameless self-promotion time.
Yeah. So, you know, wrap up from today is, again, if you came on later in the call, go back and listen. And, you know, there's so much change going on for everyone right now. Some could be major, some could be minor. But really, if you are resisting, just say, put that prayer out there. I'm ready to let go of what no longer serves me. Why would you hold on to something that no longer serves you? I'm willing, I'm open to let, and ask the divine to help you. And then be, you know, again, I'm not going to fool you. You're human, so you're going to have emotions and feelings during change, but just honor them. You know, feel, allow, but try and embrace your feelings, embrace the change. And like I said with, I knew her name in a second, the last caller. to almost fake the excitement, but imagine excitement. And then ask the divine to show you the way. Show me the next step. Show me my divine plan. Show me the miracle. Show me confirmation. You don't have to do it alone. And, you know, just watch for the clues, synchronicities, coincidences, earth angels. And then your job is to take action. You know, follow. And then, you know, what do you call it? The shameless, I love what you call it. The shameless, what do you
shameless
call it?
Shameless self-promotion.
Shameless self-promotion. Sometimes I forget about it and I'm like, oh my God, I'm not prepared. So I wrote things down today. But
oh,
I'm
good.
Doing a telemeditation Saturday morning, the email go out in the next couple of days. I decided today as I was preparing for the radio show, I only charge $15. You can come on the call at 10 Eastern Central Time, but the call is recorded, so you can listen to it at any time. And it's the exact same thing, except I'm going to take you into a guided experience, and we're going to invoke the divine on releasing resistance, inviting change, and calling in the divine plan. So go to my website, createheaven.com. Make sure you're signed up for the newsletter. And when you sign up for the newsletter, I can't believe, I don't realize sometimes the power of what you give away, but I've had people, I just had a client this week tell me that she listens to the download meditation every day, and it's about how can you invite the divine and ask your angels to help you take the next level and increase your abundance and prosperity in your life. So it's free. So all you'd have to do is sign up for the newsletter, and then you'll get the emails about different classes. And so why not get a free, over 20 minute meditation. And then all my books, you know, The Everything Guide to Angels, What Would Love Do? I have 4 different books on the website that you can order, but also the 40-day journeys. Those are really the online journeys that you get everything you need to create transformation in your life. Really stop at that page and read, because I don't have enough time to explain the power, but, you know, they're amazing journeys, and all you do it in the comfort of your sacred space. The other thing is I'm coming to Florida. Anybody that's on the call in Florida, I'll be in at the Jamar Enlightenment Center. I can't remember what town, but I fly into Palm Beach, so it's near there. I'll be doing readings on May 8th, May 9th. I'll be doing 2 workshops. And also, if anybody wants to invite me, I'm opening up now that the center is shifting. I'm really opening up to speaking and doing retreats in other places. So please visit the website and see if you have any recommendations or you want to invite. And also on May 20th, I'm doing a teleclass, Meet Your Guardian Angel, and I only take 20 people. I'll do a meditation for everybody to meet their guardian angel, and then I'll give a message of divine guidance to everyone on the call. So it's all on the website. Spend time on the website. There's free guidance and there's fun. And so I think that's my shameless promotion for the night. But I just want to thank everyone for being on the call. I love doing this. I'm on every month, the third Tuesday of every month, and I invite you to come back. Email me. Stay in touch. And thank
Perfect.
You, Nicole.
A quick point, though, because this is not a webinar and people are not all online right now. It's a radio show that's syndicated and people are listening in their cars and things. You want to make sure you send us what you just announced as far as the teleclasses and things that you're doing so people can actually find them when they get back to newsforthesoul.com later.
Oh, okay. Where do I post that?
Oh, you just send it to us and we'll post it for you on your shameless self-promotion tab.
Okay.
There we go.
I'll do that.
All right. Excellent. So everybody can find that newsforthesoul.com when you get back online. Excellent job. Lovely show. And Karen, have an awesome month.
All right. Blessings, everyone.
Blessings to you as well. And we'll talk to you next month.
Bye.
Amidst the winds of change. Karen is here. Monthly miracle messages on News for the Soul at newsforthesoul.com and all over the place. iTunes, apps, etc. Other... Man, I can't even keep track of it all anymore. You know, things have sure changed in the 17-plus years we've been on the air. And, boy, I have a feeling we haven't seen anything yet. Talk about change. Woo! All right, we're back. Literally, in 60 seconds from now. And I can't find our commercial thing. Okay, that's great. I'll just talk amongst myself while we find what I've lost here. And Michelle Coacine is next momentarily as I stall talking. Oh, I can't find it. For the love of God. Okay, we'll be right back.
Call in to Live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the soul, life-changing talk radio, from the uplifting to the unexplained since 1997.